interesting piece by a lesser-known mid-Baroque Austrian composer named Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Those were his Polish bagpipes, Polnische Sackpfeifen, as played by the Musica Antiqua of Cologne. Next, a crisp Bach piece, a John Rutter song, and then some music by Telemann, one of his overture suites. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Before we hear Alfred Brendel play the Italian Concerto by J.S. Bach, a reminder that support for classical music today comes from the Kansas Book Festival. It's Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka. It features author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. It's open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. A solo piece by Johann Sebastian Bach called the Italian Concerto, but it's neither. It's not Italian, and it's not really a concerto since it's solo. But that's the Italian Concerto, an F by Bach, played by Alfred Brendel. Next, As the Bridegroom to His Chosen, a song by John Rutter, before we hear some Telemann overture music. Coming up next hour, we have the Aglow Trio from Manhattan, from K-State, playing music by Bill Douglas. And we've heard little tunes here and there by Leroy Anderson, but did you know he has a 1953 piano concerto? We'll hear that at about 10:40 or so. It's a great morning for classical music here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You know, your $10 or $15 or $20 or $100 a month may seem small, but it makes a huge difference. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow members, it all adds up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, great music, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much. A sweet anthem by John Rutter. And John Rutter wrote the music and the words as well, As the Bridegroom to His Chosen. That was Gary Beard and the Lindenwood Chamber Orchestra, and Cor Caning was the baritone we heard there in the solo. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, on this beautiful fall morning. So far, it's still in the 60s, temperature-wise, in Lawrence, on the way up to maybe about 80 degrees for a high this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 53, and tomorrow, Friday, sounds nice as well with sunshine and a high of 80 and some northern breezes continuing. Support this morning for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's the group called La Stravaganza, playing an overture suite by Georg Philipp Telemann on KPR. Thank you. the Volker Overture Suite by Telemann in B-flat, played by La Stravaganza. The Topeka Symphony Orchestra has a concert this weekend, September 28th, 7:30 p.m., with some interesting instruments with orchestra for a concerto. They will come in tomorrow morning in the 11 o'clock hour to demonstrate the can and the pin. Well, the can is it's kind of like a big pan flute, a multiple flute. And then the pin is a plucked instrument. It's like a harp guitar. So that's something to look forward to tomorrow. We'll have live music with soloists in the Topeka Symphony tomorrow morning in the 11 o'clock hour. In the meantime, make your concert plans at topekasymphony.org. Just a little bit, we'll hear some solo harp music here on Kansas Public Radio.
That's 844-464-3353, and join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
Good morning. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute. Should be nice for the next several days, in fact, the rest of the week and into the weekend, with temperatures, well, getting up to about 80 this afternoon. Tonight's low 53, and tomorrow, again, should be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. So far, no rain mentioned in the forecast for the whole week. Saturday, 81, Sunday, 80. Great weekend for just about anything. Listen for the Siciliana by the great harpist and teacher and composer Marcel Grandjani. We'll hear Suzanne McDonald play it. She's a great harpist. In just a few minutes here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Cares, Joanna Kakissis reporting. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Suzanne McDonald, the harpist, playing the Siciliana by Marcel Grandjani in the style of a piece from long ago. Ditto for the suite we'll hear next by Ottorino Respighi, a Minervicivi. You know, the old poem by Edward Arlington Robinson, Minervicivi, child of scorn, who missed the old days. That's Ottorino Respighi. We'll hear his third suite of Ancient Airs and Dances for lute now, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Twentieth Century Arrangement for Full String Orchestra by Ottorino Respighi of Ancient Tunes. He calls that his suite number 3 of Ancient Airs and Dances for Lute, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra strings. This morning on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Junction City. Here's the Aglow Trio from Manhattan, from K-State, playing Bill Douglas's trio for flute, oboe, and piano. On the new label, Radium Recordings, which is based in Manhattan, Kansas, that was a K-State trio, music teachers at K-State, the Aglow Trio. That was Bill Douglas's trio for flute, oboe, and piano. Good morning, this is KPR. It's about 22 and a half minutes before 11 o'clock. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence. It's a local, volunteer-based, nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. And support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. It's playing tomorrow through Sunday at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. We like to play short pieces by Leroy Anderson on KPR because they're so much fun. Well, Leroy Anderson also wrote a longer piece. Here is, from 1953, his Piano Concerto in C Major on KPR. A mid-century piano concerto by Leroy Anderson. He did write some longer pieces. From 1953, Leroy Anderson's Piano Concerto in C, Leonard Slatkin, the BBC Concert Orchestra, and Jeffrey Beagle was the pianist. It's a couple minutes before 11 o'clock. We'll have a little bit of water music after the news, and then Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood by Robert Schumann. Have you heard of the Nottens? Christina and Michelle Naughton, master pianists, they play together and they are twin sisters. They will be playing at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City Saturday night, September 28th, 7 p.m. And there's a pre-concert talk at 6:15 p.m. And it looks like a great program. They'll play Mendelssohn, Debussy, Zwillicht, Albanus, and that great piece by Rachmaninoff for two pianos with that great build in it, that great crescendo, the suite number 2 for two pianos. And we'll be talking with the Nottens tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio just a little bit after the 9 o'clock news to welcome them to the area and tell them that we're looking forward to their show and asking a little bit about themselves. Christina and Michelle Naughton. For information about this, it's through Friends of Chamber Music. So for all the information and to get your tickets ahead of time for Saturday night, it's chambermusic.org. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition. Here on KPR, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. By making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo. The Topeka Zoo is celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. It's open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR. Boré and Hornpipe from Handel's Water Music. Good morning, this is KPR. Next we have music that begins with a bit of a different mood, but some of the pieces will match the energy of what we just heard. Scenes from Childhood. Here are 13 very short pieces by Robert Schumann, just about different aspects of childhood, mostly childhood curiosity and playing. It begins with About Strange Lands and People. Stanislav Bunin is the pianist. Ending with Child Falling Asleep and The Poet Speaks. We've just heard the 13 Kinderszenen, or Scenes from Childhood. Robert Schumann's music, played by Stanislav Bunin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, this is KPR. We're live, we're local. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Next on KPR, music of a different mood, a joyous mood here. It's Dvorak's Carnival Overture on KPR. Antonin Dvorak. We've just heard the Carnival Overture, Ricardo Chailly and the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. About 22 minutes before 12 noon, next music by Georges Bizet. And we have a harp concerto by Ernst Eichner. It's from the Baroque era. We haven't heard that in a while on Kansas Public Radio. Do you have an old car just taking up space in your garage, just dripping oil on your nice clean garage floor? Well, Kansas Public Radio's vehicle donation program accepts those cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Here's a beautiful moment from the L'Arlésienne Suite by Georges Bizet, the Adagietto, with the Berlin Philharmonic on KPR. Adagietto from L'Arlésienne by Georges Bizet. Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic here on KPR. We'll begin the noon hour with a little magic. Hear the overture to The Sorcerer by Arthur Sullivan. Handel's music for oboe and one of Barber's essays for orchestra. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. Here's the Ernst Eichner Harp Concerto in C Major now on KPR. That was a harp concerto from the Baroque era by Ernst Eichner with Annie Chalon, harpist, here on KPR. The Folger Consort with the Old English tune, Newcastle.
This is Ari Shapiro, host of For Noon.
Join us at 3, right here on KPR, for the next All Things Considered. I'm Cordelia Brown, making way for Jeff Watson, who's in next with 3 more hours of great classics here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. Check out legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news next on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, Throwing the Switch, and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, now through Sunday. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. It's 12:01. Good afternoon. This is KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from...